Western States, Flat Top Radio.
Brought to you by the Linux Business Expo. IT professionals, do you need to better understand the business and technical issues of using Linux? Then you don't want to miss Linux Business Expo, the year's only Linux business-to-business event. Hear from Linux founder Linus Torvalds, plus Robert Young of Red Hat, Michael Kaplan of Corel Linux, and Ransom Love of Caldera. Attend over 24 conference sessions focused on how to use Linux in your business. See Linux in action in the exhibits and visit the Linux Learning Center for hands-on training to install, configure, and manage Linux-based solutions. Register online now for your free exhibits pass to Linux Business Expo, November 15 through 19, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, you're listening to Geeks in Space.
We're so funky this week. Broadcasting to you live from inside a cafe lot.
Yes, this is Geeks in Space, the easy listening version.
Coming up later this hour.
Coming up later this hour, we're going to be talking with the cast of NBC's Passions about how it feels to be on daytime television.
See, the problem here is that when we have like the ability to add sound, we do, and that's not good.
No. We abuse it.
All right, guys, you're listening to Geeks in Space, of course, because if you were listening to, I don't know, Rush, it would probably sound a little different than this.
And let's face it, you didn't just, like, tune in on this.
You had
probably,
to click.
No,
yeah.
You had to download this.
You had to specifically intend to listen to Geeks in Space.
You didn't just turn on your car radio and, oh, crap, there's Howard.
I don't know. I like to think that there's a lot of accidental listeners. What's this? I'll click on it.
That bothers me less than, I guess, purposeful listeners.
Anybody who listens twice, yeah, you got to worry a little more about that. Well, this is yet another exciting episode. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I am Jeff Hemos Bates.
I am Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
And I am Nate Ostendorp.
Although if you get spam from a PR agency, John over there is actually Neil Potter, I think was his name. I was Hemos Bates.
His name.
Yeah.
Nobody actually thinks that my name is Commander Taco. I'm fortunate in that I haven't had no Taco Malda.
Although the odd part is that it actually is his name.
Well, his middle name.
Though. Well, yes.
Now I'm going to start getting the snap. Nobody could find me in the phone book, so I was not getting any spam. But now that you've leaked the truth, his real name is Taco. Eek.
Right.
It's right here under the T's.
Right. So let's see what's new and exciting out in the world. There's more info on the Matrix sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, they've signed just about everyone. Carrie Ann Moss is just about to be signed. Reeves and Fishburne have already been signed.
There's going to be more kissing. That was what she said in the that's actually what she said in the director's commentary or whatever on the DV. She's like, "I want to make a sequel because there will be more kissing."
All right, more kissing. Also, I guess Neo will be showing more of his superhuman powers.
Excellent. Probably also show his butt. You know, just because it's Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
I thought that was Ewan McGregor who always showed his butt.
One of the kids in the hall always shows his butt, too.
I think showing
your butt is a thing.
Okay. Yeah, because Kevin Costner did that.
I'm going to show my butt right now.
He shows his butt. He's a butt show.
Rob's radio butt.
If you're under 18.
Heck, do not listen.
Please turn down the volume.
Press
for
escape now.
But apparently they are going to go with the back-to-back format that they were talking about and just like release them one right after another, and the storyline is going to pick up immediately after where it left, and at least part of it will take place in Zion. So, there you go. The Matrix.
Cool.
I know.
It's a neat movie.
The first one, at least. We have yet to see whether the sequels are going to be worth it.
Maybe you exactly.
I mean, remember Batman Returns.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How about Batman Forever?
You know.
How about Batman and Robin?
That was a good scream, dude.
No, like, make it stop.
Now, you see, The Matrix 2 could be really bad if Bill and Ted team up again.
Excellent. We're going to totally
Dude, you are totally superhuman.
But I don't know, can there be much of a plot thickness now in The Matrix now that Keanu Reeves is like total god?
Well, yeah, dude, because he's totally vulnerable in the real world.
Ah.
So, you know, it's they'll all be like badass in the Matrix, and then they'll come out and they'll get their shit kicked in by all those big robotic bugs.
All right, fair enough.
Right.
A weakness.
Rob's idea of movies. They'll be fighting. They'll be big robot bugs, and they'll fight people.
Big robot bugs made of kryptonite.
Hey,
Wired also had a report yesterday about long-term memory loss has been linked to extensive cell phone usage as well.
Chris DiBona really? Has been found with the IQ of a hamster.
Well, the study that they did apparently is pretty crazy. They put rats into a pool of milk. And they were supposed to swim out to an island inside of this giant pool of milk. And rats which had not been exposed to cell phones apparently could do it. Rats who had been exposed could not.
The truth is that the scientists really just wanted to put hamsters in milk and watch them swim. It's some sort of sick fetish thing that we just don't understand.
It's kind of a lacto-bestial kind of...
It's a lot of things.
Where's the logic in that, though? I mean, that's like dropping me in a vat of beer.
All right, well,
Potter, we're going to put you in a vat of beer and
if you
see
get
how
distracted.
Long it takes you to swim all the way across Lake Michigan.
It is Pabst Blue Ribbon, though, that we're going to put him in.
PB Army, ASAP.
If it was Guinness, he'd make it like 14 feet and then he'd just sink.
Okay, here's actually the study. Lai placed 100 rats in a large tank of water and taught them to swim to a platform in the middle of the tank. He mixed powdered milk into the water so the rats couldn't see the platform. Instead, they had to navigate their way and remember the route. After swimming to the platform 6 times, the rats were easily able to find it. Next, half of the rats were exposed to microwaves similar to those emitted by mobile phones. All of the exposed rats forgot the way. The unexposed rats used
to generate the microwaves.
They hooked it right up to... They rode around with Chris.
I just want the machine that you use to create cell phone microwaves.
Well, they just put them in the microwave.
Yeah,
for 10 seconds.
You modify the rate of range. And
How long would
his brains to bake.
How long would a hamster last in a microwave?
I don't know. I think that's a different research project.
They got to put hamsters in milk. I should be allowed to put them in a microwave.
Experience tells me about 2.5 minutes.
I wonder what would happen if they exposed it to different things like, Palm Pilots or Beastie Boys tapes or...
Actually, interestingly enough, they show an increase in memory if they listen to Dr. Dre for 2 hours.
It's really creepy. They've got, Dre, he could, like, recite 73,000 digits of pi.
Busta Rhymes, however, caused immediate short-term memory loss.
Snoop Daddy started channeling dead presidents.
Right. Well, that's a good segue into another story.
Any other story, please.
So, let's see. You posted the story on the Microsoft Xbox, their GameStop console.
Yeah, Microsoft is... There's been sort of rumors floating around about this, but this is one of the more tangible articles. The rumor
is that you could actually touch it.
It's totally virtual. The deal is that Microsoft has been rumored to be working on some sort of video game console to compete with
Dreamcast, PlayStation 2.
The PlayStation 2, on that level. Obviously, being as it's Microsoft, it would run Wints, and, great.
Probably be PC-based, that's what the rumor is.
The article that was out, actually, is that it's going to be an Athlon. It's gonna have GeForce 256 in it. Interesting specs on the thing. Now, admittedly, I guess you could probably put specs on it. I mean, if it's an Athlon.
Yeah.
Well, the question is that it does it just use what does it use for its secondary storage?
A CD.
Yeah.
What do you use these? A DVD. It would probably be.
I think it is. I think it's supposed to be a DVD player.
Is the Dreamcast
player.
A DVD or is it a CD?
No, it's a GD-ROM. It's a CD-ROM that holds 1 gigabyte of data.
Oh, really?
So it's like its own proprietary format, which kind of sucks.
Yeah,
They should just make it DVD.
No pirating those games.
The PlayStation 2 is a DVD, I believe.
Right. And that's the thing. The other thing that's weird about the PlayStation 2 is that a lot of the designs for it made it a rack mount stereo component, your CD player and stuff. And that's where it's got to go. You don't need this clunky, weird-shaped box that ends up sitting on your floor because it doesn't fit anywhere.
The other thing that I think would be cool is wireless controllers should be standard.
Oh, yeah, totally, because the controllers that come along,
they never have a long
Dreamcast. It's just like...
Reeks of legacy equipment.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you put your video game console in your stereo rack and had your remote controls just sitting in your, on your coffee table or something, it totally would be. Right now, it's work to actually get up and play a video game. That's a problem. Coming from a person who extends his house.
Coming from a person who hates to move.
I cannot stand up.
I have wireless laptop. I have wireless controls for my lights. I ain't moving, okay? Accept that.
Ibo, bring me my coffee.
And Rob has long-term memory loss, actually, thanks to his automation.
Caffeine improves memory loss. I'm counteracting. I drink more caffeine to outweigh the cell phone.
Besides, why do you need memory when you just have lots of, you know, .plan files and Vim?
That's basically the way I've operated.
Well, the thing about the PlayStation, you were talking about, they're trying to, I think basically they're trying to move it into, hi, we're another component in here. You don't need a DVD player. You don't need a CD player. It's all built into here. And they're going to put in, from what I understand, they're going to put in like a, you know, the same sort of web browser that the Dreamcast has, and also do keyboard giveaways so that you just do,
right. It's at that computer. Point, it really is computer competition. And my guess is that this mysterious Microsoft Xbox is attempting to accomplish the same thing. It's like, you know, we want to be your computer. We want to use the incredibly high resolution of your TV to provide you the most convenient and easy on the eyes interface, which is, you know, cool for the masses, I suppose. It definitely will get that $200 PC.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the thing. It's, you know, it's the same thing as, you know, trying to do just the ultra-cheap computers. It's all just a giant mess.
Even though Microsoft's attempt at web TV failed pretty miserably. Yeah. And, I mean, you can get web TV pretty cheaply now. If you go in, like, Target or anything, they practically...
$150, yeah.
But, I don't know. Reading web pages on a TV still just sucks.
Right. And that was the thing, too. I was using the Dreamcast web browser. I don't want to read on a TV. That's just...
Yeah, it hurts the eyes, and plus, I mean, the resolution for, you know, the web TV was... 512
scan lines.
Yeah, well, yeah, none of your web pages fit, and just looks like crap.
Here, click here for web TV.
You have to scroll around to view any web page.
And that's the thing which I think is interesting, because the Dreamcast has that, like, modem built into it, but I haven't even seen anything good that uses it yet.
I mean, I've just used it to use the web browser. Yeah. That was all I ever did with it. And it worked. It rendered Slashdot. You know, that was like...
That was the test.
You got to understand that was why we had the Dreamcast. Of course, you see, it wasn't about playing Ready to Rumble or that car game. It was about...
Or Hydro Thunder!
Bring your Dreamcast over, and we got to play Hydro Thunder.
I played Hydro Thunder for a while last night. If any of you have not played Hydro Thunder, go to your arcade and play Hydro Thunder.
Run to your arcade
the
now.
The shaking chair. I can't say how much money we blew in the last... Every time we got stuck... Cubba Neil and I got stuck in the Manchester airport. Our flight was, like, canceled, and we got redirected, and we were stuck there for, like, 5 hours or something. I burned through a lot of Hydro Thunder time. I now feel that I could conceivably play one of the medium-level tracks.
Heroes of Might and Magic 3 is going to be Loki's next port. Right now we're busy beta testing Heretic 2. We're checking for a lot of bugs.
Oh, dude, I've been searching for so many bugs, and unfortunately, I just haven't been able to find any, you know, that I should report, and I've had to keep playing and playing some more.
It looked pretty good on with your 3D effects card and stuff.
Yeah,
That's excellent. It always impresses me when Linux games can use 3DFX cards for whatever reason.
I need number 9 support.
See, it's still a bit of a pain to get working, but you know, once it is working, it's so worth it.
Well, the Matrox G400s, they actually support the flat panels. So if we can just get some 3D support running under the G400s, and supposedly that's like in beta now. So
yep, there's GLX modules for Mesa.
Yeah. Mm, so I mean, cool. It's only a matter of time. I just need to shell out and buy a G400, and I'll kind of miss the 32 megs of video RAM. I think I'll have to get that. What do you do with 32 megs of video RAM?
Now, my video card has 8 times the RAM my first PC did.
Mine has like 64 times the RAM my first PC did.
It's not good.
It'd be cool if we could figure out cool things to do with it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Actually, that's where you should, like, hide your porn or something. Hide it
in your video RAM.
Up in that unused 20.
Oh, they're just 3D textures on the Voodoo, too.
So then you have them, like, mapped onto 3D things in order to view them. Oh, that's not a good idea.
You're all running around Quake 3 going, ooh, there's a nice wall.
Potter, you're dirty.
Yes. Yes, he is. His mommy would strongly disapprove. That's why we have to keep him around here.
Locked up.
So let's see.
They're going to have to put a warning on this week's show.
Apparently some Australians have confirmed the existence of Echelon.
Yeah, it's one of the Australian Defence Ministries, one of their spokesmen. The thing is that the BBC reported on it, but the BBC's overstating the case, because it's actually about a year ago that the Australians semi said, yes, it exists. But what they're actually saying is, Yes, we can listen to things. Of course we listen to things because we can, and maybe we share information with other people if, you know, if it needs to be. So it's kind of gotten blown up larger than it actually is, but yeah, it's just kind of confirmation of something everyone knew.
They are watching.
They are always watching.
And the question is why, because most people are not very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cracks me up that they're listening to this right now.
That's true. We should, like, NSA, encryption, what other keywords do you think?
Bombs goes over. Nuclear goes over.
Terrorist activities.
It's pronounced nuclear.
They'll see the big board.
Subversion.
There's no
subversion.
Fighting in the war room. Resist right. The powers. Jim Pokemon.
I want to believe.
The ultimate evil enemy.
Down with the man.
Oh, dear
Lord.
We should not be allowed to talk anymore.
The first rule of Project Mayhem.
The first
Project
rule of Geeks
Mayhem.
In Space is don't talk about Geeks in Space. Yeah. Or talk Geeks in Space.
Or talk about anything else besides Geeks in Space on Geeks in Space.
Well, actually, for the next Geeks in Space, two from now. We will be doing next week, but 2 weeks after that, Cowboy Neil, myself, and Rob will all be down at Comdex. Mm-hmm. And apparently we're going to have some sort of system that'll do some things, and it'll auto-magical things. We might even be ice-casting from there, in
we
which case you can hear Rob complaining.
I would have just hoped for coffee, but...
Steve Jobs will be, you know, mentioning it in his keynote.
I have to keep telling people, no, stop looking at my screen, I'm reading email. No, you can't read my letter from my girlfriend.
What you should do is you should get those red filter glasses.
Yeah, the polarized, get the polarized yep. dealies. It'd be really sweet if I could get polarized contact lenses.
You know what I really want? I want the blue within blue eyes. I want to look like Paul
Atreides from Dune.
You could be totally like...
Fear is the mind killer!
Did you ever see Last Action Hero?
Yes.
Terrible movie, but the dude with all the crazy contact lenses, the little smiley face and the target, you totally should do that.
No, I should just get blue within blue.
Dude, if you need some
spice.
If you need some spice.
Spice expands life.
Dude, you totally got to hook me up into
consciousness. He who can destroy a thing controls a thing.
The Spacing Guild and its navigators. The spice has mutated over
4,000
years.
We're
going to
let Jeff do this for
years.
A few hours. He's going to recite the movie for us.
There'll be an intermission if anyone wants
go
to
get some popcorn.
Get some ice-cold Pepsi Cola.
The sleeper has awakened!
I suspect that we should probably end this episode.
When the random Dune quote starts spewing forth from Jeff, the gods speak. Shut up! Tune in next week.
I think it ended a while ago,
but we didn't. We have to talk about my favorite article on Slashdot, the top Unix moments of the century.
Nate does not feel very good about this.
I don't know.
Article.
I just thought that it was kind of shoddy. It looked like they had, you know, basically taken every submission and just concatenated them together because, like, Richard Stallman inventing GNU in the bathroom at the MIT AI lab that was like mentioned 5 times.
We're so impressed.
You know, this guy burns some Unix manuals for fuel. That's on the list. I mean, what the hell?
Nate is offended over
here. I'm offended.
Here. So what?
You know,
what is
the invention
the
of
moment?
Perl was pretty cool, but it I don't. Changed. I didn't see that on the list.
Seriously, yeah. Need to start inventing stuff in the bathroom now.
I like they changed the pipe symbol from carrot to
yeah.
The pipe.
Oh, that's
right.
that's pretty cool. All right,
but I mean they had a few in there that were cool. But I mean otherwise you know whatever.
Yeah, inventing VI.
Right.
All right. Right on.
All
right.
Yep. I'm a bit, yeah, but then Emacs. I mean, Emacs wasn't invented. It was evolved over
true
millions
enough.
And millions of years. Because let's face it, you can't create anything that bloated in anything less than millions of years.
X Windows was pretty big.
That was Cowboy Neil who said that, by the way. Cowboy Neil hates Emacs.
Send all of your Emacs frenzied hate mail to cowboyneil@slashdot.org.
No, it's Potter, dude.
Or Potter
no, it's cowboyneil@slashdot.org.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to
and
him.
And I didn't say that thing about Emacs, although I am an Emacs hater.
Yeah, but some of these in here, like the day Ken Thompson's mom met his dad. Uh-huh. The day Microsoft released Internet Explorer for Solaris.
And Sparks Flew.
Actually, that was pretty funny.
That,
I remember
that
downloading
funny.
It and running it. What? It uses, like, what, 60 megs of RAM? It used all the Spark Station swap space.
I was all like, it's just like Netscape, but it takes longer to crash.
SendMail is the sine qua non killer app that defined the Internet. Now, what about QMail?
No, come on. Who uses email, dude?
I don't.
Never. Me either. We communicate entirely via wall.
But yeah, so I don't know. I don't think that the performance computing top Unix moments of the century really.
I would like to give a really top bio it. Moment when I've used it now for 45 minutes and it's run out of battery power and I'm saving the disk. That's a top bio moment
I
as far as I'm concerned.
What the hell are you doing in that machine that sucks that much battery?
Yeah,
I've
still got 50%.
Yeah.
I know. I've got like an hour left.
RC5, dude, you're
and
maxing out your CPU.
You.
I'm not running RC5 no. right now.
Jeff Bates runs RC5 on his battery-powered computer.
You know, packets need to be cracked all the time. Somewhere there's a packet that needs to be...
And there's a key to be found.
Yep.
Hey, so we should bring in the music and fade all right. out.
All right.
You've been listening to Cafe Latte.
Hope you enjoyed it. Listen next week. It probably will suck just as much as this week, but hey, whatever. You'll listen because...
And we'll have Oprah Winfrey's
you're bored
book
at work,
picks.
And we're more interesting than probably doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Have a groovy day.